Sabbath blessings to everyone. Can you all hear me okay? Alright, praise the Lord. You all have any prayer requests and you all can kneel. Please do so, we're gonna pray. Please bow your hearts. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for blessing us once again for this beautiful Sabbath day. Thank you for changing of the showbread each week. Please, brother, my tongue and all the tongues that may speak on your behalf today to glorify you only. And please bless the prayer requests that the brethren are posted in the room and from the hearts and minds of your people, that you may be glorified as well. And please forgive us for our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Thank you so much, Lord, for molding us and helping us to have the mind of Christ and for being patient with us, for we are so unworthy and so wretched, and we only can be changed into the image of Christ by your help. We offer all this prayer unto you, and with the help of your Son, and with the help of the Holy Spirit, and in the name of our King and our righteousness, Jesus Christ. Amen. This is the continuation of a closer walk with Christ. This is the part two of Have Ye Oil in Your Lamps, pertaining to the wise and foolish virgins. As we walk in the wilderness, as we walk in the spiritual wilderness, trials and tribulations never cease, as to prepare us for the time of trouble, Jacob's trouble. We being followers of Jesus have begun a new chapter in our lives, and that is to live for Him by keeping His holy 10 precepts. Because the truth that we embrace will test us to see how close our relationship with Christ is. Remember, the Israelites of old were tested by the Lord, and so are we, will be tested daily. Deuteronomy chapter 8 verse 2, it says, "And thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee this 40 years in the wilderness, to humble thee and to prove thee, to know what was in thine heart, whether thou wouldest keep His commandments or not." So brothers and sisters, there are times and trials that comes into our lives, and it's just part of the testing of our Lord on how we be able to use by Him, that we may stand firm when the final test approaches. Proverbs chapter 7 verse 3, it says, this is in regard to the 10 commandments, "Bind them upon thy fingers, write them upon the table of thine heart." In Review and Herald, October 1st, 1889, paragraph 5, it says, "There are many who know nothing of the new birth. They do not know that the truth will test them and make manifest whether they really are in the truth or not. We should see to it that we are not deceived. We should know that we are really rooted and grounded in the truth. The Lord wants us to have the full the fullness of his blessings, that we may not be on the side of the questioner and the doubter, but have spiritual discernment and be able to know the voice of the true shepherd from the voice of a stranger. We must have an individual experience. Do not flatter yourselves that because you have made a high profession, you are the light of the world. The question is, are you the light of the world, or are you the darkness of the world? Brothers and sisters, being grounded in the truth is a good sign that the Lord can use us to proclaim the truth that He would have us do. But if we ourselves are not grounded, though we know the truth, but not exercise our responsibility therein, we won't be able to use by Him, because we are not serious in our walks. In Review and Herald, August 19, 1890, paragraph 3, it says, when the third angel's message is preached as it should be, the power attends its proclamation, and it becomes an abiding influence. It must be attended with divine power, or it will be accomplished nothing. I am often referred to the parable of the 10 virgins, 5 of whom were wise, 5 and 5 foolish. This parable has been and will be fulfilled to the very letter, for it has a special application to this time, and, like the third angel's message, has been fulfilled and will continue to be present truth till the close of time. In the parable, the 10 virgins had lamps, but only 5 of them had the saving oil with which to keep their lamps burning. This represents the condition of the church. The wise and the foolish have their Bibles and are provided with all the means of grace, but many do not appreciate the fact that they must have the heavenly unction. They do not heed the invitation, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." So brothers and sisters, there are so many who preach the third angel's message, but that doesn't 100% guarantee that that people are going to make it home unless they are 100% in accordance with the character of Christ. James chapter 1 verse 22, it says, "But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves." We are to act upon and put all what the Lord teaches us into proper practice daily, that others who are still in the web of the enemy may see the character that Christ imparted to us. If we do not obey and walk according to the light, as Jesus is the light, or if we are not walking in the Spirit, we will be found wanting and become as foolish virgins that Satan used as his channels while inside the congregation. Review and Herald, August 19, 1890, paragraph 4. It says, "Jesus desires to efface the image of the earthly from the minds of his followers and to impress upon them the image of the heavenly, that they may become one with himself, reflecting his character and showing forth the praises of him who had called them out of darkness into his marvelous light. If you have been permitted to stand in the presence of the Son of Righteousness, It is not that you may absorb and conceal the bright beams of Christ's righteousness, but that you may become a light to others. The enemy has men in our ranks, through whom he works, that the light which God has permitted to shine upon the heart and illuminate the chambers of the mind may be darkened. There are persons who have received the precious light of the righteousness of Christ, but they do not act upon it. They are foolish virgins. They prepare the sophistry of the enemy rather than the plain, thus saith the Lord. When the blessing of God rested upon them, in order that they might become channels of light, they did not go forward from light to a greater light. They permitted and doubt and unbelief to come in, so that the truth which they had seen became an uncertainty to them. Continuing in paragraph 5 of the same periodicals, Satan uses those who claim the truth, who claim to believe the truth, but whose light has become darkness, as his mediums, to utter his falsehoods and transmit his darkness. They are foolish virgins indeed, choosing darkness rather than light and dishonoring God. The character we cultivate, the attitude we assume today, is fixing our future destiny. We are all making a choice, either to be with the blessed inside the city of light, or to be with the wicked outside the city. The principles which govern our actions on earth are known in heaven, and our deeds are faithfully chronicled in the books of record. It is there known whether our characters are after the order of Christ or the order of the archdeceiver who caused rebellion in heaven. Are we wise virgins, or must we be classed among the foolish? This is the question which we are deciding today by our character and attitude. That which passes with many for the religion of Christ, it is made up of ideas and theories, a mixture of truth and error. Some are trying to become good enough to be saved. They are continually complaining of their sins. The Lord says of them, And this have ye done again, covering the altar of the Lord with tears, with weeping, and with crying out, insomuch that he regardeth not the offering anymore, or receive it with good will at your hand. Ye have wearied the Lord with your words, yet ye say, wherein have ye wearied him? Have we wearied him? When ye say, everyone that doeth evil is good in the sight of the Lord, and he delighted in them. Or where is the God of judgment? Brothers and sisters, we are being tested by the Lord daily. It is easier for us to speak in a Christ-like manner of conversation when we are around each other. How do we speak? How do we carry ourselves when we are surrounded by worldly people that have not seen or known Christ yet? How do we present the character of Christ? Proverbs chapter 5, verse 5. A fool despiseth his father's instruction, but he that regardeth reproof is prudent. There was a study that was blessed by the Lord to our dear brother pertaining to us, to the secret sin, that can relate to this next SOP passage. And it's the next paragraph, review in Herald, August 19, 1890. It says, penances, mortification of the flesh, constant confession of sin without sincere repentance, fasts, festivals, and outward observances and accompanied by true devotion. All these are of no value whatever. The sacrifice of Christ is sufficient. He made a whole, efficacious offering to God, and human effort without the merit of Christ is worthless. We not only dishonor God by taking this course, but we destroy our present and future usefulness. A failure to appreciate the value of the offering of Christ has a debasing influence. It blights our expectations and makes us fall short of our privileges. It leads us to receive unsound and perilous theories concerning the salvation that has been purchased for us at infinite cost. The plan of salvation is not understood to be that through which divine power is brought to man in order that this human effort might be wholly successful. Are we sinning and repenting without sincere repentance? If that is so, we would be a lot worse than unbelievers. Another example of people may become a foolish virgins. Former brethren who are in danger of becoming foolish virgins if they are continuously doxing and focusing on the people of God that are trying their very best to please Jesus and keep His commandments. People who spend more time on finding faults on others who are trying to get right with God rather than reaching out to billions that need Christ's salvation. Testimonies for the Church, Volume 1, page 271, paragraph 1, and it says, Satan and evil angels are working with mighty power with the world on their side to help them, and profess Sabbath keepers who claim to believe the solemn, important truth, unite their forces with the combined influence of the power of darkness to distract and tear down that which God designs to build up. The influence of such is recorded as of those who retard the advancement of reform among God's people. There are some people who think they are saved, or their eternal salvation is secured, but the deeds or the fruit of the tree tells them who they are. Remember how Judas was a fake Christian due to his love of money? So let us examine ourselves to see if we are being used by Christ or being used by Satan. Do we go around about other brothers and sisters to talk about them behind their backs? Does anyone in here right now have something against a brother or a sister? If you do, are you walking as a wise or a foolish virgin? Do not let the enemy reign over you by using animosity against another church member. Proverbs chapter 6 verse 3, do this now, my son, and deliver thyself when thou art come into the hand of thy friend. Go humble thyself and make sure thy friend. Ephesians chapter 4 verse 29, it says, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. The Lord knows our hearts and minds, whether we be sincere or not in our prayers. The blessing when we repent is only God knows the sin we have committed. The Lord will keep the sin we have committed secretly and be forgiven after confessing it. Unlike human beings, when we tell them our secrets, it's for sure going to be coming out and be known by others. Yet, no human being can save us from our sins. When a person says, I'm embarrassed to confess to the Lord my sin, do you not know that the Lord will protect you, at the same time forgive you? But if you tell your relatives, your friends, co-workers, they cannot save you from the sin you've committed, but yet they can spread it to others, and it's embarrassing. So it is more embarrassing when people know it than confessing it to God. Not just the Lord will protect you, but the Lord will conceal what you have done and forgive you, and like it never happened. So praise be to God. We cannot profess to be Christians and then still have any worldly character left in us, and it can beset us from obtaining the blessings that God that will pour out to those that wholly follow Him daily. Complete and sincere repentance are required to be pardoned by Christ, brothers and sisters. Surrendering our old bad habits, putting away idols from that our hearts cherish, and being new as new creatures in Christ. Review and Herald, August 19, 1890, paragraph 7. To be pardoned in the way of that Christ pardons is not only to be forgiven, but to be renewed in the spirit of our mind. The Lord says, a new heart will I give unto thee. The image of Christ is to be stamped upon every mind, heart, and soul. The apostle says, and we have the mind of Christ. Without the transforming process which can come alone through divine power, the original propensities to sin are left in the heart in all their strength to forge new chains, to impose a slavery that can never be broken by human power. But men can never enter heaven with their old tastes, inclinations, idols, ideas, and theories. Heaven would be no place of joy to them, for everything would be in collision with their tastes, appetites, and inclinations, and painfully opposed to their natural and cultivated traits of character. So what happened to the foolish virgins when they were refused by the wise to give them some oil? Matthew chapter 25 verse 10. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Signs of the Times, August 6, 1894, paragraph 3, it says, soon after the door is shut, the foolish virgins come, knocking for admittance to the banquet hall, but they meet with an unexpected answer to their call. The master of the feast says, I know you not. There is no evidence given that the foolish virgins did obtain oil, but there is abundant evidence that they did not enter into the marriage feast, but were left standing outside in the empty streets in the blackness of the night. So brothers and sisters, those that have accepted Christ as their Savior have received the Holy Spirit. But if they knowingly disregard their obligation to keep the 7-day Sabbath and the rest of the commandment, the Holy Spirit will soon depart from them, and it will be too late for them to obtain the oil of grace. And also to those who may be claiming to be Sabbath keepers, but yet break one of the least commandments willfully, are also in danger of losing the oil of grace. Proverbs chapter 1 verse 24 and 25. Because I have called, and ye refuse, I have stretched out my hand, and no man regarded. But ye have set at naught at my counsel, and would none of my reproof. Reviewing Herald, August 19, 1890, paragraph 8. And it says, in the parable of the virgins, five are represented as wise and five as foolish. The name, foolish virgins, represents the character of those who have not the genuine heart work wrought by the Spirit of God. The coming of Christ does not change the foolish virgins into wise ones. When Christ comes, the balances of heaven will weigh the character and decide whether it is pure, sanctified, and holy, or whether it is unclean and unfit for the kingdom of heaven. Those who have despised the divine grace that is at their command, that would have qualified them to be the inhabitants of heaven, will be the foolish virgins. They all had the light, all the knowledge, but they failed to obtain the oil of grace. They did not receive the truth and its sanctifying power. So, brothers and sisters, each and every one of us can become or be in danger of becoming foolish virgins if our character and daily conversations are not in accordance with God's word. We are not saved by church name, but by keeping God's law and having the faith of Jesus. If we knowingly, or if we know the truth, but we are not walking in it perfectly, we would be beaten with many stripes. As we all understand, all of us have a lot of things to work on, and that's why the Lord Jesus, our Lord Jesus, our King, sent the Holy Spirit to help us. It's just our cooperation sometimes are lacking to make it happen. Luke chapter 12, verse 45 to 47. And if that servant say in his heart, my Lord delayeth his coming, and shall begin to beat the men servants and maidens, and to eat and drink, and to be drunken, the Lord of that servant will come in a day when he looketh not for him, at an hour when he is not aware, and will cut him in asunder, and will appoint him with his portion, the unbelievers. And that servant, which knew his Lord's will, and prepared not himself, neither did according to his will, shall be beaten with many stripes. So brothers and sisters, we may not be in the ninth hour church, and we all claiming to be the people of God in the 11th hour time. But are we truly in the 11th hour? Some of us may be in Laodicean state, individually, based on our individual walk. We may be 11 hour as a church group, as a body, but are we individually walking as in the 11 hour? Reviewing Herald, August 19, 1890, paragraph 10. The state of the church represented by the foolish virgins is also spoken of as the Laodicean state. The true witness declares, I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would that thou wert cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm, and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Because thou sayest, I am rich, and increased with goods, and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched, and miserable, and poor, and blind, and naked, I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear. And anoint thine eyes with eyesalve, that thou mayest see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him, and he with me. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in the throne, even as I also overcame, and am set down with my Father in his throne. So, by the way, the verses that were quoted here were from Revelation chapter 3, verse 15 to 21. So, as we read from this review in Herald, what is the goal that is tried in the fire that our Savior is talking about? And what is the ISIL? Signs of the Times, December 7, 1882. Paragraph 81. It says, who will heed the counsel of the true witness? To seek the gold tried in the fire, the white raiment, and the eyes of the gold is faith and love. The white raiment is the righteousness of Christ. The eyes of is the spiritual discernment which will enable us to see the wiles of Satan and shun them, to detect sin and abhor it, to see truth and obey it. If I send that, so this is okay. There are so many proclaiming Christians of this modern world or modern Christianity that don't have any spiritual discernment, and we also in the 11th hour must keep asking our Lord to send us the ISIL and the gold. The 11th hour church is now to continue in proclaiming the truth because the SDA had despised her duty during the ninth hour. Some preachers say, stay in the ship. But staying in the ship or staying the ninth hour ship is not a wise decision to make, as her ship is sinking and the members will be drowned in the fermented wine or false doctrine of apostasy if they don't come out of her immediately. The SDA president admitted, this was from Ministry Magazine, May 1990, page 11, it was mentioned by Neil C. Wilson. My fellow believers, we have drifted away from our Lord, and we have been tolerating conditions in the church that are not pleasing to Him. As far back as 1904, Ellen White wrote, you have left your first love. Self-righteousness is not the wedding garment. A failure to follow the clear light of truth is our fearful danger. The message to the Laodicean church reveals our condition as a people. 386 years. I don't know why there's three in there, but 86 years have passed since those words were written, and the church is still in this world. It seems clear that our condition has not changed. We are Laodiceans, lukewarm, neither hot nor cold. We must admit that we are not following the clear light of truth. What does the Bible say about the Laodicean church? First, it points out that we have a twofold problem. Because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked, according from Revelation chapter 3, verse 17. Our first problem as Laodiceans is self-righteousness, an attitude of spiritual smugness and self-satisfaction. Our second problem is spiritual blindness. We do not sense that we are wretched, miserable, poor, blind and naked. As long as we are self-righteous and spiritually self-satisfied, blinded to our true condition, there can be no revival and reformation. Spiritual blindness keeps us from wanting or even thinking about revival and reformation. It makes us believe that our spiritual experience is all right. But, my dear sisters and brothers, everything is not all right. Another quote is from 1 NL 99 1898. The church is in Laodicean state. The presence of God is not in her midst. Abridge the word. Limit your labors. You must remove your helper. What a terrible thing it is to exclude Christ from his own temple. What a loss to the church. This is why main reason the SDA church never received the latter rain due to her apostate state and became a sister to fall in Babylon. Jeremiah chapter 3 verse 3. Therefore the showers have been withholden, and there have been no latter rain. And thou hast a hoarse forehead, thou refusest to be ashamed. Many proclaiming to be Christ followers have closed the door in their hearts, brothers and sisters. By denying him, by not keeping his commandments, especially his seven-day Sabbath, which is the sign of loyalty unto our Creator, they will soon be knocking on the door and be denied to enter therein for the result of their own negligence and disobedience. The Seventh-day Adventist Church that should have done their job in the ninth hour has joined in hand with apostate Protestantism by keeping Sunday holy and are now having Sunday-keeping churches. To see more, for those SDA that may be listening, please visit sdaapostasy.org for more details. And with that, I hope and pray that we are all blessed this Sabbath day. The next voice you shall hear is from Pastor Nicholas. There will be one music and he will be talking. God bless.